Yeah. All right.
Hey, Paul Anka.
Yeah,
he did a good job.
Really good one.
And it's about 12:38 here on KBOO in Portland. I'm Lori Sonnenfeld. This is Moving On, and we're listening to Mountain Honey, who's appearing tonight at St. David of Wales Episcopal Church, Southeast 28th and Harrison.
Yes, yes. Right on the top of the hill. It's between Hawthorne and Division, right at the top of the hill. It's also where we hold that Tabergrass class, too. A lot of things happening at the church all of a sudden out there.
Oh, so you
think we're kind of responsible for that a little bit.
Oregon Bluegrass Association is having two concerts coming up, too, with one with Peter Rowan and Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, and also that's in May 8th, and then June. June 18th is going to be Third Time Out. So
third
some big,
out.
Big yeah. acts coming.
Do I get a free ticket for any of those?
You can talk to
me
about
that
later.
I probably pay double, don't I?
So, yes, and the show tonight is at 7:30 with doors open at 7 in Portland, not Milwaukee, at 2800 Southeast Harrison at St. David of Wales. And you guys are opening the show. You are Greg Stone, Linda Leavitt, and Dee Johnson. Did I say your name right, Linda?
Leavitt.
Sorry.
It's okay.
And did my best. And you're opening for Canadian performers Ferris and Jason Romero, who have collected a basket full of Canadian National Music Awards for traditional and Americana albums. And they're handmade instruments. Are of interest. I'm sure you'll hear about those tonight.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
He makes great banjos, Jason does.
Yeah. So, and they're going to have a newly released album of their latest works available too. So, do you want to sing one more for us?
Okay. Oh, sure. Which shall we do? Do you want to do Darkest Hour?
Darkest Hour.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think we all need to remember that.
Exactly.
Yeah, always remember that. So it's about 12:43 here on KBOO in Portland, and I want to thank all of you for being here.
Thank you, Lori. It was great being here. Yeah, it was great.
Maybe we'll do it again sometime, and enjoy the show tonight.
Thank you. I hope everybody comes down.
Yeah, good.
Everybody come on down. Yes.
All right.
There'll be lemonade.
So we have more live music coming up, and I'll tell you more about it in a minute, but it has to do with a Linda Ronstadt tribute show that's also a fundraiser for Parkinson's awareness. So stay tuned. Don't go yet. And you're listening to KBOO in Portland. I'm Lori Sonnenfeld. This is Moving On, and we play folk music for you a lot here on KBOO and every Friday from noon to 1:30. So I want to hear one more from the Romeros, the folks who are playing at the Portland Folk Music Society concert tonight. Here you go.
I got the lonely home blues. My
So I'm hearing interesting sounds from the next room. They're getting ready to perform, and we're doing this little Linda Ronstadt preview of the tribute show that'll be at Alberta Rose. So we're going to start out with a little bit of Linda Ronstadt. Hope you enjoy it.
Love is a rose, but you better not pick it. It only grows when it's on the vine. Handful of thorns and you know you've missed it. Lose your love when you say the word mine.
Full of bonds and you know you've missed it. Lose your love when you say the word.
like I dreamed it would be. I feel like we're frozen in time, and you're the only one I can see. Hey, I've looked all my life for you. Now you're here. Hey, I've spent all my life with you.
Yeah, a few from Linda Ronstadt. What a nice thing to have an excuse to play her music. I mean, it's a little off-genre, a little bit pop and commercial, but it's so special, and the roots are really showing in there, the deep musical roots that she's got. So it's about 1:03 here on KBOO in Portland. I'm Lori Sonnenfeld. This is Moving On. And you are listening to KBOO Portland and K220HR Hood River, K282BH in Philomath. And we are at 90.7 FM, listener-sponsored community radio. And you can also listen to us at kboo.fm. So I want to say hello to our guests.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to KBOO.
Thank you for having us.
And so we've got Nancy Devine and Nathan Earle. And thanks so much for coming in. And we're here to talk about an event you're doing on April 25th. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, Nancy, why don't you tell them?
Okay. On April 25th, we're going to be performing a concert for Linda Ronstadt, a tribute concert, at the Alberta Rose Theater at 8 p.m. It is a fundraiser for Parkinson's Resources of Oregon. April is National Parkinson's Awareness Month, and Linda Ronstadt unfortunately was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease several years ago, and I am a huge, huge fan. She's been a big influence in my musical development, and I wanted to do something special for her and raise awareness for Parkinson's, which is a very unfortunate movement disorder that afflicts thousands of people. And it will be Saturday, 8 p.m. at the Alberta Rose Theater. Myself, Nathan Earle, and his band The Get Ahead will be singing, performing, as well as Ann Weiss and Aura Lee. It'll be a lot of fun.
Good. That was very succinct. Thank you. And we also have Melissa here from the Parkinson's Foundation.
It's Parkinson's Resources of Oregon.
All right. Thank you for coming, too. So we'll get to raise a little bit of awareness here and tell people about the event. And I'll be curious to ask you a little bit later, but let's hear some music first. I want to know how this all came about. But what would you like to sing for us?
I'm going to be starting off with singing Linda Ronstadt's first big hit, Different Drum.
All right.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it'll work out. But honey, child, I got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. Oh, don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock it, it's just that I am not in the market for a boy who wants to love only me. And I make me, oh, I say I'm not ready for any person, place, or thing. Try and overrate it on me. I'll be, and I see no sense. It's crying and screaming, you'll
Wow, I can really hear your love for that music.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was sweet. And get over here where I can see you just a little bit. Hi. So how did this come about?
This came about a year ago. I had watched a wonderful concert called The Women with the Blues last March. I went to the Alberta Rose Theater, and Ann Weiss and other wonderful musicians were there. And I had this thought that I wanted to do a tribute concert to Linda Ronstadt. I just loved her very much. She no longer sings because she has Parkinson's, so she just does not sing anymore. And I asked my very good friend, another speech pathologist, as I am, if we could honor Linda and raise money for Parkinson's as part of Parkinson's Awareness Month. And Tanya made everything, brought me together with Ann Weiss and with the Get Ahead and RLE, and here it is today, a year later.
Fabulous. Well, I didn't realize she couldn't sing anymore. Can she sing for herself?
She probably does. She says now she barks more than she sings.
Oh.
So she said, I don't want people to pay money to hear me bark.
Wow. Bummer. So, well, it's good that you're doing this. So, Melissa, why don't you tell us a little bit from your side?
Sure.
Whoops. Hold it. There we go.
Okay. Like I said before, I'm from Parkinson's Resources of Oregon, and we are a social service agency dedicated to improving the lives of people with Parkinson's. So when Tanya and Nancy came to us about this event and said that they wanted to support us, we were excited, and it's a great cause. So a little bit about Parkinson's is it's a neurological disease that affects mobility as well as speech, thought, and a rather long list of potential symptoms. And there are medications and therapies to help. No known cure as of now, so it's always something that, you know, people are working on, and there's lots of foundations, and for us, we just really want to empower individuals to live their best lives with Parkinson's, and so.
So there are other groups working on research, and you are doing direct service more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our mission is that we want to empower individuals living with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease through information, education, personal support.
I see. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And so how do people connect with you if they need those services?
Yeah, so we have an office in Lake Oswego, and we also have an office in Eugene. So we are expanding. We serve all of Oregon and Southwest Washington. And so people can always stop by our office if that's convenient for them in Lake Oswego. We have support groups. We have 60-plus support groups throughout Oregon and Southwest Washington. That's always a great way to share information and, you know, just get that support. And definitely call our helpline. So that's the best way if you have any questions about the concert, want to make a donation, or have any questions about our services. And I can, that number is 800-426-6806.
426, what is it again?
68.
Why don't you start over and go really slow?
800-426-6806.
Good. And how long has this organization been around?
It's kind of exciting because we're actually celebrating our 35th year this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have been serving people in this area for a long time.
Yeah.
And how many people are involved with getting service through the organization at any given time?
About 10,000. We serve about 10,000.
Strictly in Oregon?
And Southwest Washington. Yeah.
Wow.
And we have webinars, actually, that are really exciting that we've partnered with the Northwest Parkinson's Foundation, which is in Seattle. And that tends to reach a lot more people. We have people that listen to our webinars in New York and Texas. It's pretty exciting.
So what is the subject of a webinar?
Oh, geez, anything. So we had one in February that was called Trust Your Gut, and it was about just GI dysfunction with in Parkinson's disease, and we had an OHSU specialist come and talk about that. Just any sort of thing related to Parkinson's disease that people are really kind of interested in. So we had one that was talking about mindfulness and just being positive. We're having actually someone from the Pancreatic Action Network talking about kind of the things that are going on in Washington.
All right. That's good. So I'm going to go back to our artists here. But Melissa, thank you for all that information. I'm excited to hear about what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm sure our listeners are too. So, and what is your website?
Oh, it's www.parkinsonsresourcesoforegon.org.
parkinsonsresourcesoforegon.org. Okay. And or you can probably just search Parkinson's Resources. Mm-hmm. Are there other organizations like that in other states?
Oh, well, as I mentioned before, there is the Northwest Parkinson's Foundation that is in, right. located in Seattle. Uh-huh. And I haven't heard, there was one in Northern California that was, I think it's all based on volunteers. So cool. I think we're pretty special.
That's great. We're lucky to have you here. So, all right. So what are you going to sing for us? And Nathan, hi. Whoops. Let me bring up your mic.
I'm going to sing a song that was covered by Linda Ronstadt, covered by quite a few people, actually. It was originally written in 1966 by a couple gentlemen, Dan Penn and Chips Wallman. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. They were kind of hotshot studio guitarists and songwriters in the Memphis area around the 60s. And there was a DJ convention that happened in Memphis in 66. And these fellas were cheating at cards. I guess the DJs got together and these guys were playing cards and they were caught cheating. So the game was stopped, or there was a break of some sort. And they both decided that they would write a song about cheating. And they set out to write a song, the best song ever, about it. And I don't know, you all can tell me. It's been covered by Aretha Franklin, just so many people, a long, long list of people it's been covered by. Most recently, Cat Power on a 2008 record. But yeah, it's one that Linda Ronstadt covered on Heart Like a Wheel record. And so it's one that was originally recorded by James Carr, and that's the recording that I heard originally, and I really love that. So we'll do more of a James Carr style. It's Dark End of the Street.
At the dark end of the street, that's where we always meet, hiding in shadows where we don't belong, living in darkness to hide our wrong, just you and me. At the dark end of the street, just you and me. I know that time's gonna take its toll. We're gonna pay for all the love we stole. It's a sin and we know it's wrong. Oh, but our love just keeps coming on strong now. Just you and me at the dark end of the street. Just you and me. Oh, they're gonna find us. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us. Oh, someday. Till then we'll steal away. Dark end, dark end of the street, just you and me. So if you take a walk downtown,
and you find time to look around. If you should see me and I walk on by, oh, darling, please don't cry. Tonight we'll meet at the dark end of the street. Oh, just you and me at the dark end, dark end of the street.
Wow, wonderful. Thank you. That was beautifully done. And Nathan, you play with a band called The Get Ahead?
Yes, I do.
And so you all are going to be in this event on April 25th at the Alberta Rose Theater.
We are. We're very excited to be a part of this. I was initially approached by Tanya DeCroach, who is kind of a co-producer, I would say, on this project. Just an awesome person and a mover and shaker when it comes to getting good things done in the community, I would say. Yeah, a good community organizer. And a wonderful speech pathologist also.
Hmm.
I'm also a clinical social worker, so I work in a school with Tanya.
Hmm.
And she approached me. She's been out to see our band play a few times. And Ann Weiss is involved in this project also. I've been to see her in a couple events and have really loved and enjoyed her singing and her collaboration. So I talked to our band and we jumped on board as fast as we could because I was very excited about this.
Good.
So
yeah, and Ara Lee. Tell us about Ara Lee, anybody?
And Ara joined a little bit later. Ara was recently a part of the Salem KMUZ radio did a local roots compilation, and I went to a show and ended up playing at Alberta Pub with Ara Lee, and she was just amazing. Her voice just blows me away. She's got such power and soul.
Cool.
And she recently released an EP, and then after that she ended up playing a show with us. Her band opened along with another great band, Red Ray Frazier, and just really enjoy working with her. So we asked, I think Ann asked her to join, and so we just have a lot of voices in this production.
It's gonna be beautiful, sounds like.
A lot of harmonies and a lot of switching lead vocals, so I'm very excited
so
about
you're
it.
All gonna are you all gonna play together at some point?
We are.
Yeah. Nice. So Nancy.
Yes.
So you are, you sing opera.
Yes, that's my formal training has been in classical singing, opera.
Uh-huh.
So I was delighted that Linda Ronstadt started singing opera.
Uh-huh.
She wanted to stay home. She was tired of traveling in all these years, and she met with Joe Papp, who produced mainstream Shakespeare in Central Park, New York, and he hired real popular actors. He wanted to bring it to the people, and he decided to do a Gilbert and Sullivan operetta and hire Kevin Kline and Rex Smith and Linda Ronstadt as the stars, and they did it in Central Park. And then it went to Broadway, and I got to see her do it on Broadway. And it was wonderful. And so I thought for something completely different in the show, I would do a number from Pirates of Penzance.
Perfect.
Called Poor Wandering One.
Excellent. And I just want to repeat when and where the show is. It's at the Alberta Rose Theater, and it's April 8th, and you can and it's sponsored by Providence Brain and Spine Institute.
It's April 25th.
Is that what I said?
At 8 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Saturday, April 25th. Did I say something else? And
sponsored by Providence Brain and Spine. Thank you very much.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so we have time for a couple more bits of music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you like to do?
Nancy, you want to give them a brief introduction to maybe what the opera will sound like?
Yes, I'll just give you the brief introduction. And if you want to hear more, come out to the show.
E flat. I need an E flat from Nathan.
Yes, it's me. Baby.
Wow.
That's all you get.
Okay.
That's it. That's a teaser.
Okay. That was good. All right. What else have you got?
So I'd like to play maybe just a song from my band.
Sure.
If that's all right with you.
Yeah. Give us a taste.
We just recently released a record, our first full length, it's been about 2 months now at Mississippi Studios, and we're very excited to continue to play music from that and work towards the next record. This song is from that album, and it's called It Could Be Better.
Fun. So that's the sound of your band.
A little bit of it, yeah.
And that was written by Nathan and his wonderful partner, Juliet Howard.
Yeah. I wondered if it was original. It's great.
Definitely. Yeah. That's an original called, like I said, that's Could Be Better. And it's from a record, Volcano, that we just put out a couple months ago. That, if you'd like to find it, you can find it on Reverb Nation or Bandcamp or Amazon or any of those places that you would regularly find music. Or Music Millennium selling some hard copies of it, too.
All right. Well, Nathan Earle and Nancy Devine, I want to thank you both for being here, and thank you for doing this show, the Heart Like a Wheel Linda Ronstadt Tribute Concert and Fundraiser for Parkinson's Resources of Oregon. And that is April 25th at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7. And there's a reserve section if you want to spring for that. And there's also general admission tickets, all available in advance. You can hear Ann Weiss, the Get Ahead, Ara Lee, Nancy Devine, and other folks at that show.
We're already selling quite a few tickets in advance, yeah. So get your tickets while they last.
And all ages welcome.
That's right. Thank you for mentioning that. And special thanks to Providence Brain and Spine Institute for sponsoring this event so that it can raise more money for the Parkinson's Resources of
Absolutely.
Oregon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too, it hurts me too. You love her more when you should love her less. Why pick up behind her and take all her mess? When things go wrong, so wrong with you, it hurts me too, it hurts me too. She loves another man, and I love you, but you love her, and you stick to her like glue.
The show today with Anne Weiss, who will be appearing at that tribute show to Linda Ronstadt.